Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and it's my pleasure to speak today to Vanita Sakar from WCCO Radio down there in the Twin Cities. And Vanita is going to be coming out to Dawson for the big Ladies Night Out special event that's going to be happening October 3rd at Hilltop Event Center, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. But Vanita, welcome to the airwaves out here in Q92 land this morning.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Maynard. I'm honored to be included on your program, and I'm excited to come to Dawson.
Well, yeah, it's always nice to talk to other radio people because I don't have to work very hard. I just turn it over to you and you talk. That's the way it works, doesn't it?
It's supposed to work something like that, right? Well, it's fun to talk to you because I know of all the experience you've had. You've 50-plus years in radio. Gosh, you must have some good stories from your region.
Oh, yeah, we could tell a lot of stories, and I'm sure you could, too, over all of your experiences there. I know you worked at Twin Cities Television at KSTP for, what, about 2 decades there, and then WCCO for how long you've been there?
I've been here just close to 4 years. I did a little stint at the Star Tribune after I left KSTP-TV. I've been in the business for TV business 23 years. I worked at KXJB in Fargo. That was my first job, and then I went to Omaha, and then I was at KSTP for 18, and did a little detour with newspaper and some public relations, and the program director at CCO Radio came knocking at my door when I was director of public relations at the University of St. Thomas, and he said, hey, you want to do radio? And I thought, well, what the heck? Why not give it a shot? And it's been fun. It's been almost 4 years, and I mean, what an honor it is to be on the airwaves at WCCO Radio. Just the history and the institution that it is certainly can't begin to replace the legends who have been on these airwaves, but I'm having a lot of fun and enjoying some of the opportunities I get, for example, coming to Dawson and getting the chance to be a part of this ladies' night. I'm really looking forward to meeting people, talking to them, and hopefully inspiring them. I try to be a very positive force as much as I can. And I hope that I can do a little bit of that when I come to talk to the folks at Ladies' Night.
I like your, topic is the worst they can say is no. And that's no is such a scary word to so many people. It holds a lot of people back, I think, from being what they could be in life and being successful. And you're telling them how to get around that rejection, right?
Well, I would like to try, because I know this is a word that many people fear, and it is not just even just reaching your dreams, but doing your daily work in sometimes sales or whatever you're doing. It's hard to hear the word no, and believe me, through my life, I've heard it plenty of times, and it does sting, but you move on, you gain some strength, and you move on to get to where you want to go, and I think too many times people fear it so much they won't go for it. And I think my goal is to hopefully encourage people to not fear it. And if you hear it, you move on. It's just a word. And I think that's sort of been my mantra through my life. And it's a lesson I've had to learn over and over again. And some of the tricks and how I bobbed and weaved through it, I hope to share at this ladies' night. And also harnessing the word, the power of the word no, that it shouldn't be something that blocks you from what you're doing, but instead inspires you to go to that next level and say, you know what, this person said no, I'm going to go a different route. And that's what I've tried to do in my life. And it hurts. It does. You know, the reality of hearing it and getting rejected or losing a job, which is what happened to me in the broadcasting business, losing my job at KSTP-TV, that stings. It's a punch to the gut. But you learn to adapt, to reinvent yourself, and that's part of what we all have to do sometimes in this career journey that we go through. And here I am. How fortunate am I to be doing radio, to be able to talk to people at events like the one in Dawson, and just really harness what I've heard in the past and move from it.
And I thought it was interesting, too. It says you're going to be sharing your motto, which you adopted after the COVID pandemic. Get the ticket, go to the event, see a friend, take the trip, no regrets. That's a good positive message there.
Very well said, Maynard. You know, it's one of these things that's sort of driven me. My CCO listeners always chuckle because I'm out and about. I do an early morning shift. You know what it's like doing early mornings. But to me, nap time is very sacred. And then I'm out and about in the evening, whether it's sporting events, theater, or different events here in the Twin Cities. Because for me, those 2 years as a real outgoing person, an extrovert, those 2 years of the COVID pandemic where we were locked in our houses, I know for some people it was wonderful in that they had to avoid activities, but for me, it was very difficult. So now, kind of, whenever I get an invitation, if I'm free, I'm going to it. And I don't necessarily recommend that for everybody, but what I do say is don't shy away from things, because we gain so much from those interactions, whether it's an event or it's someone you haven't seen in a long time. I think those connections, those face-to-face connections in this world of social media, in this world of texting, those face-to-face conversations are so important. And to me, it's been able to give me a chance to connect with people on a different level, and I recommend that for others, and that's something I'm going to talk about. I don't, again, suggest that you go to everything that I do, because I do love being everywhere, but I think harnessing a little bit of that and enjoying those interactions, I think, is important and really feeds the soul, in my opinion, and kind of drives us through our lives. Our lives, you want to make the most of it, and to me, it's those interactions that matter.
All right. Well, Vanita, it sounds like a great program. We want to put in a little plug for the event again, that Ladies' Night Out. It's October 23rd at the Hilltop Event Center. There, we're at West Highway 212 in Dawson. Doors will be opening at 5 o'clock, and they've got some other speakers, I guess a couple of things going on, and then the keynote with Vanita at 6:30. And if you want to know what you're going to be eating, there's white chicken chili, regular chili, breadsticks, and cupcakes. I don't think you can go wrong with that.
Oh, that sounds really good. And remember to bring a canned good,
right?
Because they're collecting those.
Right,
as
something
well.
For the food shelf. Yep, and
yes.
The theme is tropical getaway. So I suppose if you want to throw on a tropical outfit or something and have some fun, you can do that too. But pre-register
definitely by
going to JMHSMN or Johnson Memorial Health Services MN.org, and you get signed up for that event coming up on the 23rd. Well, Vanita, it's been great talking with you there, and best of luck in your career in radio as you continue on there. You don't, no plans to retire yet?
No plans to retire, but you never know when you may be forced into it. So
yeah, well,
I enjoy every day for what it is, and
that's
see how it goes.
Kind of the same philosophy I've got there. As long as I can do it physically, I'll keep doing it, because I really don't have any hobbies or anything like that. This is kind of what I do, so you're probably the same way. So
well, I tell you what, Maynard, it is an honor to talk to you with your history in radio, and maybe I'll meet you when I'm on the out and about in Dawson.
You never know. We can see if we can arrange that. So appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. We'll let you get back to the airwaves at WCCO. Thanks, Vanita.
Thank you, Maynard. Good to talk to you.